Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, back on Jeff Cock and Show. Let's do this Chris Herndon deal. Chris Herndon joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
We talked about it yesterday, but that is I Could Never Take the Place of Your Man by Prince from Sign of the Times, which begins its four-day theatrical encore today. So go check that out at Macau Paradiso if you have interest.
Okay. And then I'd be remiss, Chris, if I didn't say that, you know, everyone's thinking about the Twin Cities today. It's the second time in the last, and I don't know whether you have anything to say about it or want to say anything about it, but obviously a devastating story there from your new town.
Yeah, I mean it's obviously a terrible thing. It's the kind of terrible thing that happens too frequently in this country. It's the kind of terrible thing that could happen anywhere at any time. You know, it's not something that's specific to any town or region or culture, really, other than like the America. And so, it's pretty bad. For me personally, I experienced it like anyone else did, just as a news story. Twin Cities is pretty big, and I don't have any connection to that neighborhood or that school or anything. But obviously, you know, we followed the news yesterday, and you know, so it's a terrible story.
Yeah. All right. I thought what I'd do today, Chris, was I sent you earlier this week just some early ESPN predictions on some NBA awards, and I'm not going to hold you to these because I know you do your own predictions before the season begins. But I'm just going to run a couple of them by you, and also as we talk about them. If there's a candidate in any of these categories, a Grizzly candidate that you think could emerge, possibly. Okay. So the only ballot on which our ESPN panel included a Grizzly was Sixth Man of the Year. Who will win Sixth Man of the Year? Coming in at number five was Ty Jerome. Really early cut. Who do you think are the candidates for Sixth Man of the Year? And is there a Grizzly who could rank in that group?
Well, the Sixth Man of the Year is one of the toughest ones to think about because it by definition, it's like the best players who aren't starting. And so it's like guys who could be starting depending on how the teams are set up. So you sort of have to know like who's starting, who's not starting. The Grizzlies are interesting in this one because I think there are four players with the Grizzlies who are seem like almost certainly to mostly be coming off the bench this season, who I think in the right team context could be Sixth Man of the Year candidates. You know, Ty Jerome finished third in it last year. I think Santi Aldama was one of the five or six most productive bench players in the league and could have gotten in the ballot if he and the team hadn't faded late last season when he had that calf injury. I think Brandon Clark, when he's played, has been one of the better bench players in the league his whole career. And I was totally ready to write the Scottie Pippen Jr. sneaky Sixth Man of the Year candidate, thing before the season. And then they went out and got Ty Jerome, who like plays the same position. So, I you wonder about sort of the pecking order and all that. I do think Jerome, if he operates as the third guard and plays a heavy role as the third guard, and also, you know, ends up starting 15 games when, like, hopefully only 15, let's say, like when Morant's not available, and the team plays well, and you have that sense of, like, this guy's a super sub who also fills the hole. I do think he could be a candidate, but I'm not sure that, like, he's going to be the best bench player even on the Grizzlies. After him, you know, you have guys who have yeah, go ahead.
Well, let's talk about the Grizzlies first. It's an interesting question. And so does that mere fact, the fact that you've got Santi, Scottie Pippen Jr., Ty Jerome, and Brandon Clark, all of whom really viable sixth person of the year type candidates, does that bespeak that the bench is a strength?
I think it is. I think the Grizzlies have rebuilt. You know, they had that great bench a few years ago, and they kind of killed it, you know, with the draft. The summer everyone bemoans when they got rid of Kyle Anderson and Anthony Melton and brought in the rookies who weren't as good. And they've really built it back. And so to the point that, you know, we're all wondering, like, who's the third best player in this team? And, like, that could be a problem. But, like, the fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth best players in this team are really good. And so I think the bench is a strength, and I think they're going to play – you know, deep rotations and the way I think the team generally fits the way Isolo is going to want to play it. But yes, I think the bench is a strength.
And then,
I worry about the front court depth with Edie out, but generally, right. I think the bench is a strength.
With Pippen and Ty Jerome, they both can play on the ball. How do you see that? How do you see that sorting out? You know, obviously with the starters, you know, presumably. You know, Ja, and I guess, I mean, who are we saying? Jalen Wells is not the two. It's probably KCP, right? So,
right.
Yeah, how do you see the rotation playing out with Scotty and Ty Jerome?
Well, definitely a subject for further research. I think the Grizzlies see Pippen and Jerome as a good combination together. So I think they like the idea of those two playing together as a backcourt off the bench. I think the Grizzlies see them as very complementary to each other in the sense that Jerome is a better pick-and-roll playmaker and Pippen is a better on-ball defender. And so, like, you know, you can play them and Pippen can guard the point guard on the other team, and then we get in the offense. You know, Jerome can run the pick-and-roll and Pippen can be a spot-up shooter or attack from the weak side kind of guy. The question is, when you break that up, like, how it functions. I think the thing about Pippen is his defensive ability. – I think they're comfortable playing Morant and Pippen together, and I think you saw that with Isolo. I don't know how comfortable they're going to be playing Morant and Jerome together, and that's something that's going to be interesting to see.
All right, the leaders in that on the six man panel were, Alex Caruso. Some of these guys, as you point out, it's hard to know because are they going to play that role anyway? But it does feel like, right, you know, that Alex Caruso is going to play that role, that Naz Reid is going to play that role, Nikhil Alexander-Walker, Peyton Pritchard, and then Ty Jerome. Your thoughts on those four, Caruso, Reid, Alexander-Walker, and Pritchard?
Yeah, Caruso is not the kind of player who typically wins that award because he's not a scorer, but I think there's such a wide recognition of his impact now. And Sixth Man is the one award where you don't have to hit the 65-game threshold. So I could definitely see, like, some kind of groundswell around Alex Caruso to recognize him via that award. That would not surprise me at all. Nikhil Alexander-Walker, like, also not really a scorer, but he is, like, to me, he's a very clear, like, just in terms of who are the best players likely to play off the bench all season, most meaningful bench players. I think he really jumps up. It's a guy who's going to be, like, the sixth guy on a good Hawks team and play a big role off the bench. And so if people can get past, like, you know, voting for someone who's not a bucket getter, I could definitely see him. In terms of off the board, the team I would look at is the Clippers. Like, who's going to end up coming off the bench? Like, they added Bradley Beal and John Collins. Right. Either or both of those, if they come off the bench all season, I think could be a candidate.
All right, let's switch to we'll take another category today, Coach of the Year. What are the chances that Tomas Isolo could be a finalist at the very least?
Well, the Coach of the Year is the classic, like, who overperformed expectations, right? So you tell me what team finishes four spots better in the standings than they are expected to, and I'll tell you who's going to get in the Coach of the Year conversation.
Right.
So if the Grizzlies finish, like, you know,
Grizzlies are better positioned to do that this year because their expectations will be lower.
That's right. And he's a new head coach. And so it's sort of the you know, new head coaches tend to actually do pretty well in this kind of thing because they're not old news. And if teams do well, you sort of give credit to the coaching when it's a new coach. And then teams that overperform expectations do well. So if the Grizzlies, like, had a surprising regular season relative to league expectation, Isolo could easily, like you know, he's sort of primed for it. And so to me, you sort of look at, like, who's going to do better than expected. Like, I feel like the Clippers are going to be better than they're being projected, and Tyronn Lue's considered a great head coach. The East is so volatile. Is someone going to just jump up and be second or third in the East, you know, who's not Cleveland or New York? You know, is Miami going to have a better than expected season? And you can you know, give Eric Spoelstra an award when you just think he's the best coach in the league anyway? Are the Pacers, who, you know, everyone assumes they're going to fall apart, are they going to just keep humming and win, like, 47 games, you know, in the regular season? And then Rick Carlisle? The one team I don't think the coach would benefit from something like that would be Milwaukee, because I think if they're better than expected, Giannis gets all the credit. But you're generally looking, like, who's better than expected. I mean, it's impossible. Coach of the Year is impossible.
It's impossible. Well, one of the interesting things is that the candidates that they list or favor are all teams that are that will take a leap, but are kind of expected to take a leap. So
right.
How much credit is Jamal Mosley going to get if Orlando's better, or Quinn Snyder going to get if Atlanta's better, or Mitch Johnson going to get if San Antonio's better? They're all supposed to be better. You know,
If I were trying to, like, speculatively bet on stuff like this, those are not names I'd be looking for. Especially not Johnson or Mosley. Like, Quinn Snyder is enough of a coaching rep that if Atlanta, and I just sort of believe in Atlanta, I think a little bit more, like, maybe, but those are not, obviously, yeah, I just named some names I was thinking about, and those names weren't among them.
The other names on their list were Udoka and Mike Brown.
Sure. Yeah, no, Mike Brown's, but again, what are the Knicks going to do in the regular season, right? It feels like for Mike Brown to get the credit for some different situation in New York relative to what they were under Thibodeau, it has to come in the playoffs. New York's been good in the regular season, so if they're good again with the same team, like, how's Mike Brown going to get credit for that, you know?
Right. All right, we'll take a couple more of these next week, another day. Thank you very much, Chris. Appreciate it.
All right.
Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian. It is kind of interesting, Jeffrey. Like, I don't think people are fired up about the Isolo hire in Memphis. The people who spent time around him actually listening to him actually, I think, are more persuaded. But it does feel like that, you know, when the Grizzlies are picked to finish second in the West, it's hard to overachieve. The Grizzlies are going to be picked to finish what, eighth? You think?
I mean, yeah, that sounds about right.
You know, and so if they can jump up and finish third in the West, they're going to a lot of this credit. And honestly, they're also seen as dysfunctional, right? So don't you think, broadly speaking, they're kind of the dysfunctional Grizzlies, the Grizzlies who were ahead of themselves and whatever else, and they haven't been able to, they have talent, they haven't been able to put it together, haven't been able to stay healthy.
I've always felt like they're perceived as front runners, and I think honestly deservedly so.
Right, but so if you can get the best out of Ja, like, you know, I think you will get credit for, Ja will get credit for that, but the coach will get a lot of credit for that. It may just be an accident of staying healthy that gives him a lot of credit for that. But I actually think, I mean, you know, as Chris points out, it's impossible. Tell me what team finishes, you know, five slots ahead of where they're predicted to finish. That's the guy who's going to win Coach of the Year. But because of that, I think it's not totally unreasonable to think that he could emerge as a candidate, because I think expectations are low. And then in terms of the sixth man that we talked about earlier, that's what was striking to me about it, is that as Chris ticked off four legitimate candidates, Santi, Scotty, Ty Jerome, and Brandon Clark, you begin to realize that, hey, Grizzlies might have a bench again. And
I actually think, like, if they're going to have the, because, you know, we've talked about the importance of the start, because I totally agree with you. I think it is going to be monumental. I think if they're going to have a better than expected start, the depth is where it's going to matter.
All right, we're going to play Right Than Right Trivia. On the other side, we're giving away two tickets to see James Taylor. Kevin Cerrito is going to join us. Let's take caller number 2 days to the first Saturday of college football. Caller number two. What's the phone number, Jeffrey?
Jeff, it is 901-445-0929. 901-445-0929.
We'll do that next. It's Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. That's James Taylor. Singing away, and we're joined now by Kevin Cerita. We got James Taylor because we're giving away James Taylor tickets here on Righter Than Right Trivia. Kevin, how are things in your world?
Things are going great. Yes, that's my favorite James Taylor song, bringing us back here from commercial. And man, another awesome prize. It's one of the things we've been doing this for 5 years. Jeffrey rarely loses, and the prizes are always awesome. Those things we can definitely rely on. But it is Labor Day weekend this weekend, so summer's wrapping up. It feels like it outside, so I am starting to hear from a lot of companies. If you're planning your holiday party, and I'm not talking about the Labor Day holiday, I'm talking about the Christmas parties. Those are, people starting to plan those now. We can get those booked for you already. We did, even if it's not a holiday party, any type of a work event, whether it's a seminar, retreat, team building activity. We were hanging out with International Paper this week over at Topgolf, playing trivia and bingo. I've got an event coming up with AutoZone. So no matter what size your company or group is, we can make something happen for you. CerritoEntertainment.com. Go there, find out how to get in contact. So for your next office party or special event. But I want to give a quick shout out to, you know, I love shout outs. I always see people who are listeners out and about. Last night at Huey's Carville, ran into a listener, not just a listener, but my former high school principal, John Atkin. So shout out to Mr. Atkin, hanging out at Huey's Carville. He always has it tuned in here to 92.9 ESPN. So shout out to Mr. Atkin.
All right, Jeffrey, do we have a contestant?
We do, Jeff. We welcome Russell in South Haven to the program.
Welcome, Russell. Best of luck in winning these tickets. Now, Kevin, I was upbraided. I was scolded on trivia. Not on trivia, on Twitter. That's different. On Twitter for interrupting you.
What?
And yeah, I know. Shocking. And they called me a hypocrite because I was mad at Fishman for interrupting me. And I sort of said this whole show is built on eruptions. Like that's if there's one theme of the show, it's interest rates and interruptions and trivia. And so but I'm going to try to do better today, and I'm going to turn things over to you.
Interrupt at your leisure. What we do here, like it has to be noted for those who are not in the business may not understand, but like that you're hosting the show. I'm on Zoom. Jeffrey's in studio producing the show and competing, and there's a caller on the phone. There's a lot of moving parts, so we always kind of will have to interrupt each other at some point. So I didn't notice it. I noticed it on Tuesdays for sure with Fishman, but not on Thursdays here. All right, so this is right or the right trivia. Your job's trying to get more right than Jeffrey. You know this. Our contestants is Russell in South Haven, and you can steal from him, Jeffrey, one time, and vice versa as we go throughout the duration of the game. Are you ready to play, Russell?
Yes.
Kevin, all right, let's play.
Kevin, we're gonna fire it up.
All right, your categories to start. We have pass or port.
Pass.
Pass. What comet passes near Earth every 76 years?
Is it Halley's Comet?
It is Halley's Comet. You get a point.
Yeah, I would say, Jeffrey, are you offended by this question? Is this like, this is a little close to home, don't you think? Like he's coming back with questions that conjure up your most recent defeat?
I can safely say I don't think it's accidental. If I know my friend.
This was planned all the way.
Like I think I know my friend.
Hey, all right, we go to port for you, Jeffrey. Fortified wines in the style of port wine are produced all over the world, but true port wine is produced exclusively in a valley just outside the city of Porto in what country?
I'm going Portugal.
You're going Portugal. That is correct. Yes, woo-hoo! Portugal and the port wines.
I find myself, Jeffrey, rooting for you. I want you to get back on track. I don't want a man to be down too long. You know, I rooted against you when you were the New England Patriots, yes, destroying everything in your way.
Well, and when you also had to mail copies of your book.
Yeah. Certainly, when I was giving away the prizes, yeah, and they were copies of my book, and I had to schlep down to the, yeah, post office every time you lost.
Had to buy, all right, I had to buy one. Stamps. One point.
I had to buy stamps. It's 1-1. Back to Russ.
If we ever did a Jeff Calkins poll on, or the, is the listener cheering for or against Jeffrey? I think it would be an overwhelming.
Oh yes.
What do you think the percentage would be? Like 90% to 10%? I don't know.
Again,
Jeffrey,
maybe
is
more.
Your against? Yes, for sure. It depends. If Jeffrey's friends and family are active on Twitter still. All right, we got movies or musicals? Movies or musicals?
Movies.
Movies, and what classic 1967 film does Benjamin break up a wedding by banging on the glass of a chapel, then leaving the chapel with the bride-to-be while fending off attendees with a cross?
Would it be The Graduate?
That is The Graduate. That is a spoiler from The Graduate. 1967. All right, to the musicals. Jeffrey, Sophie ends up postponing her wedding the same night that Sam proposes to her mother in what wedding-based musical?
That's Mamma Mia.
That is Mamma Mia. Those wedding questions in honor of Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's. These weddings did not happen. We'll see if there's...
We're rollicking along here, tied at 2 apiece. high-scoring game. Back to Russell.
Yes. Logos or bios, Russell?
Logos.
Logos. What California-based insurance company has a humpback whale as part of its corporate logo?
Man.
It's a California-based insurance company, a humpback whale. Everybody has got every question so far. So the Steels are in play.
I don't know if it's their logo, but I know there's a company called like Coverwell there. Let's go with that.
Steel.
You're going with Yeah, we're going the wrong answer. Jeffrey is cashing in his Money in the Bank steal here. What is it, Jeffrey?
That would be Pacific Life.
Pacific Life is
how do you know that? How do you know that, Jeffrey?
They used to sponsor the Pac-12.
Oh. Well, there you go. Jeffrey seizes control, and he's
I
got
also
control
lived there
the
for 4 years.
There you go.
Even when we don't have a sports question, it can be a sports question 100%. If you want it to
I
be
only know the logo because of watching sports on television.
Bios, Jeffrey. Humble Pie is the autobiography of what celebrity chef? Humble Pie.
No idea.
I'm going to guess. Oh God, I'm blanking on the name. The New Orleans.
Now you've told.
Yeah.
Muscle, if that's the correct answer, I got no idea.
Anything, Jeffrey? It's a Humble Pie. It's the autobiography. I don't know. It's very humble. Celebrity chef, I guess.
Actually, now I've talked myself out of BAM. I'm going Gordon Ramsay.
Wow, you're going Gordon Ramsay, who is, of course, Scottish-born. And the correct answer, yes, Gordon Ramsay is correct.
Nailed it!
Oh, my goodness.
I actually can see that. Scottish pie, whatever. And he's the opposite of humble. So that's exactly, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, he is not, yeah.
It's 4-2.
Numbers or abbreviations?
Numbers.
If you needed to reach emergency services in Canada, what three digits should you dial?
I mean, let's be honest, it's practically part of the United States now.
51st state.
Yeah.
Is it 411?
It is not. It is 911. It is 911.
I gave him a hit.
Oh. Oh, I thought it was a trick.
It's just like the U.S., so it's already. They're
just
already
like us, too.
Scores 4-2 over to Jeffrey.
I mean, they practically are the 51st state. Like, they're ready to go here. He's dial 911. All right. Abbreviations. Jeffrey, every school district has a BOE. What does BOE stand for?
Every school district has a BOE.
Oh, Board of Education.
That is correct.
So let's just think here. It's 5-2. If Jeffrey can, is this possible? Because last time you lost at the last instant, Jeffrey. If he wagers 2, he can get out. He can get to 4, and he can steal, right? The steal's
correct.
2. Yeah, he can. This is still a game. This is still a game. Still up in the air. You don't have your passport to success yet, Jeffrey. Back to Kevin.
The final category is made for TV bands. This is in honor of Jeff Calkins' favorite movie, K-pop Demon Hunters, which is not only number one on Netflix, but now number one.
Oh, we got to ask how many points everyone's wagering. Russell, how many points are you wagering?
2.
And Jeffrey?
Go for all.
I put it in the chat, 1.
Okay.
Jeffrey required to at least wager 1 per the rules of the game. Okay. Made for TV bands in honor of K-pop Demon Hunters. You want question A or B?
A.
Question A. Strut and the Party Just Begun are two of the biggest songs from what Disney Channel girl group? Strut and the Party's Just Begun are two of the biggest songs from what Disney Channel girl group?
I'm trying to think of it. The only thing I can think of on Disney is like the Cheetah Girls.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, that's the only thing I can think of.
Oh, that's the only thing you got to go with it. That is the correct answer. Yes, Cheetah Girls. The Cheetah
Girls
is correct.
Get the 4. Now you got to beat the champ. And so you not only would have to. Jeffrey would have to miss, which would bring him to 4 and into a tie. You would then have to steal to emerge with a victory. But this is where Jeffrey lost last week. Jeffrey, are you starting to feel a little nervous?
Yes.
A little history repeating here.
Yes.
What's your strategy going into this, Jeffrey? What's your strategy?
I was hoping he was going to miss.
That would have been a good strategy. Yeah. Good plan. All right, here we go.
All right. In 1970, Valerie became the first black female regular character on a Saturday morning cartoon. What fictional band did she play bass for?
I don't think Russell's going to know this.
I don't know. He knew the older movie.
He did get the last one.
From around this, not too far from the decade before here. Valerie became the first black female regular character on Saturday morning cartoons. What fictional band did she play for?
Josie and the Pussycats.
Yeah.
That is the correct answer. You knew it, right? There you go. Jeffrey Wayne.
You knew it too, Russell?
Yeah.
Oh, he was going to steal. Good work. Well, Jeffrey triumphs. He gets back on track. That was a thrilling match. Russell, do you think he played on?
He always does.
Always does. All right, Russell, good luck with the tickets. Thanks very much. Kevin, where can people figure out where you're going
to
be?
Go to CerritoEntertainment.com. We will ask one or more of these questions tonight at all of our trivia locations and all through next week as well. You always have an advantage for listening here to the Jeff Calkins Show because you get to know the answers to some of the questions that we give away here for free every week on 929 FM ESPN.
We got to take a break. Back in a moment, Jeff Calkins Show, 929 FM ESPN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Jeffrey, you must feel good to get back on the winning track after that little slip up last week.
You know, Jeff, we don't really focus on our accolades. We're just committed to the process and getting better each and every week. You know,
I'm sure you are. All right, a couple of things I wanted to get to before we're out of here. Why don't you see the news that the Knicks had interviewed Dawn Staley for their head coaching job? And I ask you, will there be a woman head coach in the NBA in the next 20 years?
I'm going to say yes.
I think likely yes, right?
Yeah.
20 years? Next five? No, I would say no. Could be. I'm not ruling it out. But next five, I'd say no. Next 20, I think yes. I think that's likely. And she said she would have taken the job.
Yeah.
So there you go. Secondly, we have breaking news about Jim Irsay, the Indianapolis Colts owner who died earlier this year, right? And the story from Washington Post investigation revealed that he overdosed. And Jim Irsay had struggled with addiction for years and years and years. And had been open about it. He'd been a big proponent about, you know, addiction treatments and sobriety and whatever. According to this Washington Post story, overdosed three times in the last 5 years of his life, was being prescribed large amounts of opioids and ketamine by his recovery doctor, all of which was kept hidden from the public by Colts executives. Overdose in Turks and Caicos in February 2020. In December 2023, overdosed in Indianapolis. And then 12 days later at a beach resort near Miami. The team said he was recovering from a severe respiratory illness and back surgery. Neither of those things true. But what's interesting, in addition to all this, and obviously sad and tragic, and this is a battle that a lot of people have, but it seems like there's so often is this theme, whether it's with, you know, Michael Jackson or Prince or Elvis or whatever, or what's his name, the Cheers guy, the Cheers actor.
Woody?
Chandler Bing.
Oh, no, that's not Cheers. That'd be Friends.
I'm sorry, Friends actor. Yeah, Chandler Bing. There's a doctor involved.
Yes. Right?
And here, there's a doctor, Harry Harotunian, an addiction specialist. The Post investigation found
Matthew Perry. I was almost thinking Luke. I was like, that's not Luke Perry. Matthew Perry's the guy.
Matthew Perry. Supplied Irsay with opioids, including more than 200 pills in the days before his December 23 overdoses, and prescribed Irsay ketamine in the final months of his life. You'll never guess who signed the death certificate for Irsay. It would be Harotunian, who did, and listed the cause of death as cardiac arrest caused by acute pneumonia. You think an autopsy was done?
Do I think one was done?
Yeah.
I'm guessing no, because you're asking it that way. Yeah.
Yeah. No autopsy and no toxicology report. So, I mean, but it just paints a picture of a guy who struggles and a doctor who it does feel like, Jeffrey, I mean, this is something that we've seen before, right? That I don't know. Like, doctors seem like they get on the gravy train and just I have no particular experience or expertise talking about this, but this feels like a story we've seen before, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, Michael Jackson's doctor. I don't know. Like, I never know how much blame to put on the doctors.
Well, I think some. Didn't we see recently an arrest with the Matthew Berry thing? Isn't there, like, I do think there is some obligation. There's no question. The responsibility, first of all, lies with the human being, right? The person, right? But then beyond that, if someone is, instead of actually fulfilling their responsibility as a professional to do the best things for your health, if they are instead just giving you what you want in order to stay on the payroll, I think there's some culpability there.
I guess it's like, I know it's not a zero, but I also think we get the knives and pitchforks out, and like it's like.
They very clearly didn't intend to kill him.
Yeah,
right.
Like,
I mean, that's very clearly the case. I suspect you're going to spend a lot of your show talking about Man U's big loss to Grimsby Town.
Yes, of course, in the EFL Cup. Yes,
humiliating loss by Man U. To Grimsby Town. But we got actual football that we will talk about. Watch tonight, talk about tomorrow, then a whole weekend of football after that. The University of Memphis has now released, before Gabe had told us that it was the 2014 Memphis Tiger team that would be releasing the Tigers at the game against Chattanooga. And the University of Memphis has made that official with a press release that just went out. To recap, anyone who missed Jeffrey's bets earlier in the show, tonight, he's got South Florida +6 over Boise, Missouri -37.5 over Central Arkansas, Oklahoma State -22 over his mother's alma mater, for heaven's sakes, UT Martin, Miami of Ohio +17.5 over Wisconsin. And then, and this is new for the Jeffrey's Bet segment, a five-team
we've done one before.
Parlay, a relatively new novel, not part of the listen, we got to break the losing streak. And so these teams just have to win, but all five of them have to win. Rutgers over Ohio, NC State over East Carolina, UCF over Jack State, Wyoming over Akron, and Minnesota over the University of Buffalo. There you go. That's your card. Jeffrey, what is coming up next on 92.9?
Jeff, here is indeed what's coming up next on Jason and John. Bennett Doyle will join their program today. David Cobb will join me on Jeffrey Wright and Company. Eric Hastein, Jason Smith will join the program as well. Jeff will be with Gabe at 5 o'clock.
Thanks for listening, buddy. We got to get out of here. Back tomorrow for an hour. Work's done.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.